This has been a bed and breakfast for 10 years, and it's a gorgeous bed and breakfast. When a guest comes, what's the first thing that you want them to experience?
A cup of tea and a piece of cake. And a warm welcome, and a friendly atmosphere, a relaxed atmosphere.
I know it's the first thing that greeted me was two gorgeous wagging tails. You've got two gorgeous dogs that that couldn't wait to come and make us feel really welcome. We came in and found that house was just very relaxed and easy. Tracy, is that very important that people feel relaxed here?
Absolutely. We people who choose to come to a bed and breakfast are not the sort of people who want to go to a faceless hotel. They want that warm welcome, and that's exactly what we try to provide from the second we walk out to greet you on the drive. And throughout your stay, you can always knock on our door for anything you want at any time.
Now, the rooms have got particularly nice bedding in there. They're fluffy, gorgeous white cotton sheets, all freshly laundered. Is there a particular way you pick your bedding?
We go for 100% cotton. We never sort of have any polyester in it. And we go for, unless someone requests otherwise, real feather pillows and duvets to get that sort of really comfy away from home, fresh cotton smell. When we wash our linen, we try to dry it on the line whenever possible to get the fresh air as well. Yeah.
And the breakfast, Alex, you're the breakfast chef. I've seen you running around the kitchen first thing in the morning. Is that, that's your domain?
Absolutely, yes. That and the washing up.
I love a man who washes up. You're a brilliant find. So what sort of things have you got on the breakfast menu?
We've got eggs Benedict, kippers, all local good quality bacon, sausage, and local fresh eggs as well. Everything's local, fresh, and very good quality, we like to think. And if you use good quality ingredients, you don't have to do much to get it right, really.
Those sausages that we had this morning were outstanding. Can you tell me a little bit more about them?
We get them from three different places. Two of the butchers in town, Walls and Griffiths, and also there's a farmer up the road who has keeps his own pigs, and he takes them off to get them done, and our sausages come back in nice big 25-pound bags.
And there was also some pancakes and maple syrup on the menu with local honey. The breakfast menu, there's loads of local products literally in that menu.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've also got huevos rancheros, which is a tomato-y, sort of salsa-y based thing with a couple of poached eggs in the middle of it, which we gained from our travels in South America. So that's just a bit of a South American influence in there as well.
That's amazing. Tracy, you cook in the evening, and I have to say that I wouldn't even bother going to a restaurant in Ludlow because I know there's some Michelin star chefs in there, but I think you give them a good run for their money.
Well, I have worked for a Michelin chef, so hopefully I've picked up a few tips. We started doing evening meals simply because you can't walk to an establishment to eat, either a pub or a restaurant or anything else, and we realised that we would be having less guests if we didn't offer that that facility to eat with us. But actually, over the years, we've realised that people want to come and stop and relax, not change, not go out, be based in one place. And if we can offer them, you know, a cocktail before dinner, followed by a nice bottle of wine with some locally sourced, freshly cooked food, then actually it really enhances the whole relaxing nature of their stay.
I've noticed it's really child-friendly. You've got two of your own young boys. That relaxed thing for families, it really works here, Alex.
Yeah, that's what we try and create. And when people do come with children, then our boys, if they're in the garden, they just generally whisk the other children off and whisk them down the garden, and within seconds they're just all running around together, and it's great.
So Ludlow itself is a foodie destination. It's foodie heaven. You walk around and there's bakers producing sourdough, and there's the market, and of course there's the Ludlow Food Festival. There's so much to do around here. So for families coming to Ludlow, just for a few days as a break, what do you think are the highlights?
There's an awful lot to do. It's the best walking country outside of the Lake District, I think. Really beautiful, undulating hills. There's lots of castles to explore. Ironbridge is just up the road. And Ludlow itself is such a beautiful, traditional market town with lots of festivals and really local shops rather than the chain stores that you see in great big out-of-town, you know, shopping centres.
Alex, how many people can you sleep here altogether?
It depends on whether the combination of families, but probably up to about 14, including children on sofa beds and things.
So, and you also, at certain times of year, you're very good in that when you go sort of to have a break from it all, you let the house out as a whole.
Yeah, it was something we just started doing to let the whole house as a self-catering, and we just to give us some more time with the children, really. And that seems to be, touch wood, working quite well.
And that works for the guests really well because they walk in and they find you keep the sort of you keep all the bits and pieces stocked up so they can help themselves to Rice Krispies and various little bits and pieces. You find people come and just really enjoy themselves in a gorgeous setting.
Yes, I think it's quite hard to find a house that sleeps up to 16 people that has that it, because we're already set up as a B&B, it has lots of rooms to sit. It has three sitting rooms, a great big kitchen dining room, room for you all to sit together in another dining room. Children can be in a different room, which means the adults can all get together and have their time. There's lots of bathrooms and there's a great big outdoor space. So actually, because we're set up as a B&B, there's lots of cutlery, crockery. People feel very at home and they've really enjoyed staying.
The garden's clearly coming up right now. You've got peonies out there coming up. You've got lupins. You've got this gorgeous wisteria that's kind of winding across the front of the house. It's incredibly pretty. Alex, that's your baby, the garden?
Not necessarily, no. But we've worked hard on the garden over the last few years. And in about 4 years ago, we actually dug the entire garden up to put a ground source heat pump in. And so we've been trying to re-establish it since then, and I think we're just getting there, just starting to get there now.
And I noticed lots of fresh herbs in the garden as well. Do you were making some mint tea earlier? It's absolutely delicious. You use a lot of the herbs in your day-to-day cooking.
Yes, in re-establishing the garden, we've looked very hard at growing flowers to have and cut in the house rather than buying foreign flowers. We've looked at what we actually serve in terms of dinner. So we're growing vegetables that we actually use, cutting leaves, and we've always been big into herbs. And we have a huge mint bush, which supplies us throughout the summer with fresh mint tea and peppermint puree for our lamb, all sorts of things. It's just brilliant. So it's A, fresh, B, on the doorstep. And because you're not buying it from, you know, in small little bunches from the supermarket or anywhere else, you can use plenty of it. And that means you give a better quality food, I think.
Well, I first came across you in the Sawdays guide. It's something I've been using for years and years. It's a brilliant guide for you. You find it really useful.
I can't speak highly enough of Sawdays. They have been one of the best things that's happened to us. It's a very good relationship with all Sawdays owners and Sawdays because Sawdays bring some of our best guests. They're just people get what you're doing when they've once they've stayed in Sawdays. They nearly always stay in Sawdays.
Well, you can count me in to that. I say they are fantastic and hence why I'm here. Thank you so much for having a chat with me. It's been an absolute pleasure staying here. And if you're listening to this and you're wondering whether or not to stay here, I can highly, highly recommend it. It's been the most relaxing, brilliant, perfect stay. And if it's okay with you guys, I'd love to rebook.
Thank you. I'll just get the diary.
Look forward to seeing you again soon.